Three-quarters of those asked say they think the $25 fee for the new license plates to replace plates 10 years old or older is unfair. Those who want to keep their current plate number would have had to pay an additional $20. The program, which was expected to earn the state an estimated $75 million in new fees, has touched a nerve. Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg says most New Yorkers' only interaction with state government is with the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Everybody has to deal with DMV, whether it's for a license plate, a driver's license, a registration. Everybody. It's the part of state government that probably most New Yorkers interact with.
Cuomo said in late August that it's up to the legislature to waive or lower the $25 fee for the new plates or to change the proposal to require the new plates. A senior advisor to Cuomo, Rich Azzopardi, in a statement Tuesday, says the license plate replacement program won't be carried out next April as planned. But he says the legislature needs to come up with another plan that ensures plates are readable by law enforcement and cashless tolling systems and creates an inspection process to make sure plates that are older than 10 years are still legible. Azzopardi criticized Siena for even asking the question about the plates in the first place. Several Republican lawmakers and a few Democrats have spoken out against the proposal. Some counties led by Republicans approved resolutions opposing the new requirement. GOP Senator Jim Todisco, speaking on public TV's New York Now, called the proposal a highway heist. Todisco says he filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the DMV for the true cost of the new plates, which are manufactured by state prisoners, but he received no answer. Todisco believes the actual cost for a new plate is closer to just over $1. The news of the proposed license plate replacement fee was revealed as part of a contest over the summer that allowed New Yorkers to choose the design for the new plates.
The real question he should have been asking is, does the public, the citizenry, want a multi-million-dollar plate replacement fee program when they have the highest registration cost right now in the nation, or one of them at least, and their plates are fine?
Following the announcement that the plan would be rescinded, Todisco declared in a statement that the highway heist is over. Assemblyman Angelo Santabarbara, one of the few Democrats who spoke out against the plan, says he's glad the governor and the DMV commissioner realized that it was a bad idea from the start. Santabarbara says he wants the legislature to pass a law saying that the DMV can't ever again initiate a similar plan.
You never know when these issues magically resurface down the road. So we do need to have something in statute that says that this can't happen in the future, that we can't just charge people for license plates that are in perfectly good condition, make them replace it because of some program that redesigns the plates and whatever the case may be.
Santabarbara says he doesn't see a need to change the state's inspection process. He says inspections already examine whether a license plate is faulty and needs to be replaced. None of the ill will towards the new license plates has rubbed off on Cuomo. The poll finds the governor's favorability rating has improved from an all-time low of 43% in August to 48% now. Just slightly more than one-third of New Yorkers, 38%, think he's doing a good job in office. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.